Hello.
Hi, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their state and individual communities. And first of all, sir, I would like to confirm, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Oh, I'm not interested in these gender questions, thanks.
Well, this is just one of all the other questions, sir. Of course, the survey is about some more issues, as I was telling you, that maybe the community that you're surrounded with is going through right now. We just would like to get your opinion.
How many questions?
Around 20 questions, no more than 10 minutes or 15 minutes.
Okay, let's go fast.
Okay, so in that case, would you identify yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you so much. I know, what's your year of birth?
56.
5'6", right?
Yeah.
Thank you. And what's the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
17.
I'm sorry, is that college or high school?
Yeah, 7 years of college.
Okay, great. So that's a master's degree. Or bachelor's.
Doctorate.
Okay.
Doctorate.
Great, thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you. And may I know what's your race?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you so much for that. Any other one that may apply?
No.
Thank you. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, which is neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10. So depending on how you feel, if you don't know or you've never heard of the people and our group, just please indicate so. So the first group that I have right here is Republicans in Arizona. From 0 to 10, how do you feel about them?
Who? Yeah, pronounce that.
Republicans in Arizona, I'm sorry.
Republicans generally
in Arizona,
1 is
yes.
Unfavorable, 10 is favorable. Is
10 is favorable
is
and 0 is... Mm-hmm.
Minus, I'd say a 1.
Okay, great. What about Katie Holt? How do you feel about her?
She's a Democrat.
I can't tell. So it doesn't affect,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, pass on that one. I should know. She's an attorney general.
Okay, if you can, okay. If you have never heard of her, it's okay. What about Kamala Harris? From 0 to 10?
Kamala Harris, 5.
Mm-hmm. What about Donald Trump?
Minus 10.
Okay, can we go for 0?
Yeah, anything lower, go ahead.
Okay, great. In case of Democrats in Arizona, from 0 to 10, how would you feel about them?
Usually a 9.
Okay, thank you so much for that. When thinking about who you voted for in November 2024, how important was it that the candidate was prioritizing making housing more affordable? Was that a must-have? Was it very important? Was it somewhat important, neutral, not very important, or was it a deal-breaker?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. What about promoted traditional family values? Was that a must-have? Okay, not very important.
No.
What about prioritize bringing down prices to make cost of living more affordable?
Important.
Okay, somewhat important or very important?
Important.
Somewhat important?
Just regular important, not very important.
Okay, great. Now, what about prioritize protecting abortion rights?
Somewhat important.
Not very important? Or neutral? Somewhat important or very... Yes, somewhat important. I have it.
Somewhat, somewhat important.
Okay, thank you. From whom did you vote in the 2024 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted.
For whom?
Harris.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in 2024 general elections for Senate? Was that Carrie Lake, the Republican? Ruben Gallego, the Democrat?
Gallego.
Thank you. As you may recall, Arizona had a ballot measure in 2024 that will enshrine the constitutional right to abortion access. In that election, did you vote yes or no on Prop 139, the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or did you not vote?
I don't think I voted, but I would have voted for the enshrinement of that right.
Okay, so you did not vote.
I don't remember. Sorry.
Okay, if you don't recall, it's okay as well. That's an option. Thinking back to that ballot measure on abortion rights, how important was the outcome of the abortion ballot measure election to you personally on a scale of 0 to 10? Where 10 means that the outcome was extremely important, 5 means that it was somewhat important, and 0 means that the outcome was not important at all.
Yeah, 5.
Five. Thank you. Thinking back to the 2024 election, did the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state make you less or more motivated to vote? Or did it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
Very little difference in my motivation.
Okay, so was somewhat more motivated?
Yeah.
Thank you.
How many more questions do we got?
We are 50% for now. Thinking back to the 2024 election, if you learn a candidate for political office opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, did that make you less or more likely to vote for that candidate? Or did it make the difference in your likelihood to vote?
If the person was what position the person held on abortion?
Yes, if you learned a candidate for political office opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, did that make you less?
I probably wouldn't vote for it. No,
okay, would that be much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Thinking back to the 2024 election, how much do you recall Republicans in Arizona talking about the abortion ballot measure? Was it not at all, very little, just some, or a lot?
Some.
Thank you. And thinking back of the 2024 election, how much do you recall Democrats in Arizona talking about the abortion ballot measure? Was it not at all, very little, just some, or a lot?
Some.
Thank you. Based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think best describes the current situation in Arizona when it comes to abortion's legality? Abortion is legal in all cases in Arizona. Abortion is legal in most cases in Arizona. Abortion is illegal in most cases in Arizona. Abortion is illegal in all cases in Arizona. Or you're not sure?
Well, I'm not sure because there was a...
Okay, if you're not sure, it's okay. Based on what you know, how concerned are you about abortion access in Arizona currently? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Do you think that abortion should be legal in all cases nationally, or legal in most cases nationally, illegal in most cases nationally, or illegal in all cases nationally?
Most cases legal.
Okay, even if neither is exactly right, which one of these statements comes closest to your view? I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal. Second, I am a person against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Or three, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available.
Three.
Thank you. Here is a series of statements. After each one, please indicate how much you agree with each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you neither agree or disagree, and where 0 means you strongly disagree with the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. I have right here, abortion is a normal part of reproductive healthcare, and abortion bans 3/10 the health of people who get pregnant. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with this?
10 is agree, 0 is disagree?
Yes, sir.
10.
Okay. Now we have life is sacred and no law can say otherwise. Abortion is wrong because it terminates life and we must protect the preborn at all costs. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with this?
0.
Now I have,
zero.
Abortion is one of the things undermining traditional family values in this country. We need to ban abortion and protect the family as society's foundation. From 0 to 10,
zero.
How much do you agree? Okay, thank you. Now, no one should be arrested or put in jail for how pregnancy ends, including miscarriage or abortion. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with this?
10.
Thank you. Now I have, people must face the consequences of their own actions, including when they have unprotected sex outside of marriage. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with this?
Responsible for their own actions. Oh, 5.
Thank you. Here's a list of organizations.
How many more we got? How many more questions we have?
I'm not really sure, but we're already at the 70% of the survey. So let's just finish the survey. We're about to get there. Okay, here is a list of organizations. Please rate how much you rate.
I don't know so much about abortion. I'm not interested that much in abortion.
I understand. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time. Here is the list of organizations. Please rate how much you trust each organization when it comes to handling abortion access on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that you trust them a lot, 5 means that you somewhat trust them, and a 0 means that you do not trust them at all. You may select any number from 0 to 10. How well do you think that Republicans in Arizona will handle the abortion rights?
0.
How would you think that Republicans in Congress will handle abortion rights?
0.
How do you think that Democrats in Congress will handle the access to abortion?
10.
How well do you think Democrats in Arizona will handle the access to abortion?
9.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal in all cases nationally, legal in most cases nationally, illegal in most cases nationally, or illegal in all cases nationally?
Most cases legal.
What about Republicans? Do you think that they want abortion to be legal in all cases nationally, legal in most cases, illegal in more cases, or illegal in all cases nationally?
Probably illegal in all cases.
Thank you so much for that. Here's a list of policies Republican lawmakers talked about during the November 2024 election. After each one, please tell whether you think the policy is turning to happen, pretty likely to happen, somewhat likely to happen, not very likely to happen, or will not happen. The first one is appointing judges who will strike down abortion rights. Do you think this is turning to happen? Pretty likely to happen, somewhat likely to happen, not very likely to happen, or you're certain that it will not happen?
Likely to, liable to happen.
Very likely?
Very liable to, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about banning any abortion medication from being sent through the mail and jailing doctors for providing legal abortion medication to patients? Do you think this is turning to happen?
Very liable.
Very likely, yeah. Okay, thank you. What about letting the states decide their own abortion laws? Are you certain that will happen? Pretty likely that will happen. Somewhat likely that will happen. Not very likely that will happen. Or certainly not to happen.
Somewhat likely.
What about banning abortion nationwide, including cases like rape, incest, or for the help of the mother? Certain, pretty likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or certain to not happen.
Somewhat unlikely.
Thank you so much for that. Here is a list of people or groups who might provide information about abortion. Please select one or two people or groups that you trust the most to give you accurate and helpful information on issues like abortion. You may select up to two. Hosts of podcasts, my family, journalists, activists, mothers, doctors, my friends, healthcare professionals, abortion rights organizations, women in my life, commenters on social media, politicians, or religious leaders.
What were the first ones again? Give me the
host
first
of podcast. My family, journalists.
Who?
Host of podcast. People who do podcasts. on the internet.
Oh, pollsters, you mean?
Podcast. Yes, it is.
Podcast.
It is like talk shows, but just the yes, I'm sorry.
No, not podcasters.
Okay.
Books.
Whatever. Books. I have doctors, mothers, healthcare professionals, abortion rights organizations, women in my life, commentaries on social.
Abortion rights organizations.
Okay, great, thank you. Yes, I don't have books. Finally, below are some potential news sources. Please select a
finally?
Yes, we're almost there. Below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. Podcast. Is that how you say it? I'm sorry, you corrected me last time. I want to know if I'm saying it correctly.
No,
podcast?
Not from podcasts. Nope.
How is it? Okay,
no.
Podcast, MSNBC, YouTube, Washington Post, TikTok, radio or NPR, X or Twitter, Facebook, The New York Times, Fox News, CNN, or local news stations?
Washington Post, New York Times, and local news.
Thank you so much for that. If you had known how the 2024 presidential election would have turned out prior to the election, what, if anything, would you have done differently? Do you think that you would have done nothing differently? Do you think that you would have voted for Donald Trump for president, or do you think that you would have still voted for Kamala Harris for president?
Would never have voted for Trump.
And you did vote for Kamala, right? So in that case, you wouldn't have done anything differently, right?
I wanted to do something differently, but no, I didn't think of anything.
Okay,
just Kamala
okay.
Harris. I would have voted for
okay,
her.
Yeah.
This should have been a better Democratic candidate.
Okay. All. If you had known how the 2024 presidential election would have turned out prior to election, what, if anything, would you have done differently? You would have voted for Republican candidates down below, like Senator or Governor? Or you would have voted for Democratic candidates down below, like Senator or Governor, or you wouldn't have done anything differently?
What was that? I couldn't understand what you're saying before the Kamala Harris trip.
Yes, if you had known how the 2024 presidential election would have turned out prior to the election, what, if anything, would you have done differently? Do you think that you would have voted for Republican candidates down below?
No.
Like senator or governor? No. Do you think that you will have voted for senator or governor?
Senator or governor? Well, we didn't have that choice for presidential candidate. I don't understand that question.
Okay.
I probably wouldn't have done it differently. I wouldn't have voted for Trump, that's for sure.
Okay, but in that case, if we're talking about If we were talking about senators or governors, would you have voted Republican, Democrat, or you would have done anything differently?
No, Republican.
Okay, you would have go for the Democrats, or you would have done anything differently? Okay, thank you.
No, Democrats, probably.
Okay, reflecting on the last... Okay, great. Reflecting on the last few months since Trump took office, would you say that abortion and reproductive rights have become less or more of a priority for you since the November 2024 election, or has it stayed the same?
Oh, more.
Somewhat more of a priority or much more of a priority?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Even if none of them...
I know,
but we're almost done. Even if none of them is exactly right, which one of these statements comes closest to your view? Things in America are going poorly, and what we need is a major change and a shock to the system. Then I have, things could be going better in America, and what we need is a return to basic stability. And then I have, things are going well in America, and no real changes are needed. Out of these three, which one do you agree the most with?
The first.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democratic Independent.
Okay, and do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Fairly strong.
Strong, okay, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate,
very liberal.
Thank
very
you.
Liberal.
Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2024, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,999, $25,000 to $34,999, $35,000 to $44,999, $45,000 to $54,999,
$55,000 to $64,000? I probably got to go with it. I don't think I'll answer it. Just say it was over
100. Okay, over 100. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. So I really appreciate your patience, your answers, and we really appreciate that you took the time to talk to us about the abortion. Bye-bye.
Yeah, what's the organization you're representing?
Opinion Research.
Opinion Research. Okay, thank you.
Anytime. Thank you so much for taking the call. Bye-bye.